And welcome inside the cave. Jeff Bowman with you here tonight. We are on Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. Again, Jeff Bowman here with you tonight, along with Mr. Fred Smith, as always. Fredo, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be here, and these shows have been going good, and I'm really anxious for this one.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little wrestling tonight, and we've got our first guest in here tonight is head coach Derek Mary. Derek, good to have you with us.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me on.
So do you know all the words to that fight song yet that I was playing?
Not quite yet. I'm still practicing.
Okay.
Don't need to embarrass myself on air yet.
All right. Next time, there's your test. Next time you're on, you got to sing it. How's that?
All right. I'm going to have to put that one down on my calendar and set a bunch of reminders.
All right. That sounds good. Well, you're getting ready to kick things off as, you know, you just started back in May, and you get the this weekend. At Lourdes and then over to Adrian College. So you're kicking things off with the two tough tests right off the bat.
Yeah, definitely. I was excited to kind of set it up that way. Last year, Lourdes finished 14th in the country in the NAIA. They're coming back in, highly ranked again. They got some guys, you know, ranked in the top 15. And then Adrian College is putting on a heck of a tournament on Saturday. A couple guys that are ranked first at their weight class in Division III are going to be there. So it's a good way for us to kind of get a little dose of what college wrestling is really about.
So. Well, and Lourdes being a WAC opponent, that's nice to get things started with somebody like that too. And it kind of, you know, they're probably one of the closest schools for you, and I think it could be definitely a easy rivalry to set up between you guys and Lourdes just because of the proximity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're recruiting the same kids, right? I mean, anytime that you're only 35, 45 minutes away from another university, you're definitely fishing in the same waters. So that's also a pretty cool thing, too, for us to, you know, kind of get the rivalry going a little bit. You know, it'll obviously take a startup program like Siena Heights a couple years to get to where Lourdes at, where the Division I guys are kind of transferring in. But, you know, we're going to do our best on Friday night, wrestle tough, so.
So you got your roster all set, guys in the room together, and you double dipping on some weights, especially for the Invitational, or how are you set up so far with your roster?
Yeah, I mean, originally what we tried to do is to have every weight class covered to recruit every single weight. You know, that's part of it, is just trying to find each guy where you think they're going to be, and then, you know, kids come into college weighing all sorts of different things. So some of the guys are bigger than what we thought. Some of the guys were smaller than what we planned on. So we're gonna be a little bit thin in the middle of the lineup, but you know, we're real tough down low, pretty tough in our upper weights too. So I would say, you know, by about mid December, maybe January, where the conference duels start to pick up, we should be in pretty dang good shape then, as far as the lineup goes. So.
You know, Coach, how far is Lourdes ahead of us? This is Coach Smith. How far is Lourdes ahead of us, and when did they start wrestling?
I believe that their program may have actually started as a club.
I see.
So as far as it being an NAIA sport, I think that's technically only been that way for about 4 or 5 years. I know, gosh, it's probably been 6 years ago or so that the Lourdes coaches were kind of recruiting some kids out of Hudson High School, where I was on staff at the time. So, you know, they kind of had a similar model to what I'm going to try to do to try to get this program, you know, built and get it up to speed, is recruit the good schools around our area, you know, the Clinton High Schools, the Dundees, the Hudson. And hopefully in 5-6 years' time, about like what Lourdes did, we'll be where we want to be.
How are the kids doing so far? I mean, being this, you know, your initial season, how are they reacting to practice? What's been your biggest surprise so far?
I've had a couple really big surprises in the classroom and you know, out on the mat. Kids that, you know, in high school, maybe they didn't put as much weight behind their schoolwork. You know, one kid, I'm not going to throw his name out there or anything like that, but we got him in on a waiver, right? So that's a kid that, you know, you're kind of keeping an eye on him about his grades. He wasn't the best student in high school, and the kid's got like a 3.6 GPA right now.
Yeah.
So those are always great surprises to have that. When kids come into college, they reassess what their goals and priorities are, and then they start hitting home runs in the classroom. I really like that kind of stuff.
As far as
the practice room goes, yeah, there's been a little bit of shock.
So, right.
A little bit of getting them up to speed. So,
Coach, you know, does the WAC have their own conference now? Out there for a while, they were, I think, tied in with some Oklahoma schools or something. So does the WAC have our own wrestling conference now?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Yeah, we're finally got enough squads that we can have a legitimate conference tournament. Nobody's got to travel very far. I mean, the schools that are the furthest away are, they're only Fort Wayne, Indiana area. Marion, I believe, is the furthest school away.
Right, so
or the other schools are in a nice little short driving range.
So in our league, just kind of, you know, kind of count the schools that are in and let our audiences know who has wrestling in the WAC.
So in the WAC conference, what I'll try to do is kind of go from top to bottom
right.
As far as what last year's finishes were. Indiana Tech, they finished fourth in the country last year,
wow.
Had a couple national champions. So they're probably the best team in the conference coming in for the preseason. After that, you're kind of splitting hairs between Marion and Lourdes. Those two schools, I believe, finished 14 and 15 or 15 and 16, one of those two combinations,
right.
But right neck and neck. After that, we've got some of the newer programs, Siena Heights, Rochester, Cleary University, Cornerstone University in the Grand Rapids area. They just added a program this year.
Well,
I believe that'd be it.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And, you know, and Marion is a school that, you know, they're a member of the Crossroads, and I'm sure they joined our league for wrestling like a few schools have done for some of the sports like lacrosse and soccer. But that you're right, to travel is not bad at all. In fact, I'll tell you, Coach, it's only 25 miles from your office down to Lourdes. I know that for a fact, you know.
That's not bad at all.
What the job you did coming in so late recruiting is something that I marveled at. How did you hit the floor running so quickly?
Well, I mean, a lot of this stuff just comes back to relationships that have not only been built by me, but, you know, by my father, by some friends of mine, cousins, all sorts of people like that. The wrestling community is tight-knit anyways.
Right.
But I already had some pre-existing relationships with several coaches in the state. And so I started calling the programs that I knew were established. And I just started asking for, you know, their tough kids. Maybe the kid that isn't quite winning the big-time state medal yet, but he's developing on a pretty decent little trajectory. He likes working hard. He gets decent grades, a kid that I could get into the school. I mean, and I had a lot of success with that, finding those kids.
You know,
some of them was picking up on the trail of where the last coach left off.
Right.
Things that maybe went cold.
Right.
Kind of started up some conversations again, too. So,
you know, when Coach Lyle began football back in 2010, he went to work on that a similar model and using captains, you know, because he wanted, you know, just to start the program with a great foundation. And it sounds like you're doing the same. Your schedule is very daunting, to say the least. I give you credit for that. And it's going to be great to see a home match at Siena Heights. That's going to be something that hasn't happened in many a year.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. We tried to kind of make January into a little bit of a meat grinder, and that's kind of where that first home match is going to fall. We got pretty lucky, too. We did pick up another home duel. So we're looking at a total of three home duels in the month of January.
The first one is
that big-time one where we're going
right.
to be a nice event.
Coach, years ago, and again, I'm dating myself back when I first got to be the athletic director and, you know, And to qualify for nationals, you had a set of criteria, you see. What is the criteria to qualify for the NAI national meet?
No, the easiest and most straightforward path is to be the conference champion.
Okay, that's good.
There is a system where essentially data or statistics, head-to-head matchups will be entered into Excel spreadsheets, and
right.
they'll be passed on out to the coaches in the area all across the country, and there are at-large bids that are going to be handed out. Let's say in our conference, 133 is a pretty tough weight class.
Right.
The returning national champion and his twin brother, who took third, are both returning. So a weight class like 133 in the WAC, that's going to probably qualify 2-3 guys.
Right.
Where other weights might only qualify one.
And I know, you know, what I've heard, and we have a guest tonight, alumni guest. You've just done a great job reaching out to, you know, a past, probably before you were even born, you know, of wrestlers and whatnot. And this is just a question out of the blue I thought about. Have you had a chance to hook up with Coach Gail Chenault at all?
I have not in person. Coach Chenault kind of lives down on the
right.
Carolina coast,
I believe. He does.
But we were on Zoom calls.
Okay, good.
Had a couple telephone conversations
good.
Already, too. So.
Good. I just wanted to make sure. He's a great man and somebody we hope to get in our Hall of Fame someday, you know, because
of
what he did for his career. But that's just great to hear. I really want to congratulate you for that.
Yeah, when you were talking, Coach, I'm looking at the WAC with the wrestling, and yeah, the Gimson brothers, first and third at 133, and there's a picture of this kid, and he's just absolutely ripped. but then they also, again, Marion was 17th, Lords was 16th, and then, yeah, they had another champion at 184, and then 141, Marion and Lords each placed fourth and sixth, and then Lords had somebody at 74 place in eighth. So, yeah, this is it's kind of like the football conference came into a conference that had some exceptional teams already in it, and you know, this looks like the same type of thing when you've got a team that's one of the top teams in the country already sitting right there on top of your conference. But you know, that only makes it tougher because, as you know, your dad said a million times, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I want to find out where we stand right away. I don't want to have a powder puff schedule and then get into a playoff type scenario or a postseason scenario, and we're not battle tested and we're not the real deal, and we didn't even realize it because we were dinking around maybe at the bottom of the barrel. So that's kind of why I built the schedule like it was. We don't have Indiana Tech in the regular season. I will say that was one that I'm going to have to work harder on getting that scheduled next year. But, yeah, we want to get in there. We want to wrestle the best guys, and you want to legitimately and realistically find out where you are and what you need to work on. And the only way to do that is, like you said, iron sharpens iron. You got to get there in the fire. So.
Well, and besides letting those guys know that's on your roster already where they need to be, it lets you know where you need to recruit as well. I mean, you have to fill up your team. You have to fill up your roster. And, you know, right now you got 13 freshmen, 4 sophomores, you know, 2 juniors. But where do you recruit from there? Where do you recruit from behind? You know, and that's always the tough thing. Actually, your dad and I have had a lot of conversations about, you know, him working at the junior high level to figure out where am I going to have to fill in the next couple of years. And that's where you're at right now with the incoming freshmen, so many of them there to say, okay, I've got guys, but where are my holes going to be and where can I plug those guys in at? And as you said, too, when you got guys on campus that are bigger or smaller, I can imagine you're recruiting a kid that's, you know, he might be a 25-pounder as a 17-year-old kid, and all of a sudden he has a growth spurt when he gets into the college and, you know, all of a sudden he's at 41 or higher.
Right. I think a lot of coaches and kids probably think it's a pretty strange question, but I usually ask what size shoe they wear. And then I look at how hairy their legs have gotten, how big their hands are, all sorts of goofy things like that that may lead me to understand whether there is a growth spurt hiding around the corner. And maybe the kid's a late bloomer. He's going to grow at 18 years old.
Right. You can see those kids that have matured at 14 or 15 and go, yeah, that's probably where they're going to be at. And also, you really got to look at their parents. You know,
yeah,
if mom and dad are a certain size and the kid's not close to that going, you're like, oh, he might be bulking up a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, the weight room's another deal too, right? So anytime that you ask a question about a person's experience level, you're going to receive an answer that's relative to their own point of view. So what they think is good weightlifting, I might think they can work a little bit harder in the weight room. And you never know how the weight room's going to change a kid either. So that's something that, you know, we've had a couple kids that got on campus, and as soon as we started lifting weights and doing push-ups and pull-ups, I mean, 8-9 pounds, they started gaining weight right away. And it was in good areas, so I can't be upset about that at all, really.
Coach, one of the things, you know, throughout my career that I witnessed, you know, back when, you know, I was at Adrian years ago in the 70s, wrestling was a pretty thriving sport. But then, as you know, with a lot of the Title IX regs and everything else, it kind of started to shrink at the small college level there for a long time. MIAA has wrestling again. For a long time, the MIAA, the Division III conference Adrian's in, didn't have wrestling. But the growth now, again, with the small universities and colleges has had to really help the sport, because, as we know, we're in a community in southeastern Michigan where wrestling is as big as basketball, you know, so that's got to be gratifying to see.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, the reality is, when small schools like, you know, a Siena Heights or an Adrian College or some of these other schools in the state of Michigan, when they begin to add college wrestling, what that's doing for the sport overall is these small places, they seem to become factories for pretty dang good high school coaches. You look at the best state in the country for wrestling is the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
It has the most programs from the Division 1, 2, 3, NAIA, you know, right, top to bottom. It has the most college programs. So the sport of wrestling is going to continue to grow and improve the more that these smaller institutions see wrestling as a way to, you know, up their enrollments, to attract a new crowd of people.
Well, and it's one of those sports, too. It is not an overly expensive sport. You know, I mean, you need some facilities, you need some mats, you need a place to put them, and you got to have some, you know, some space to be able to do it at. But it's not like you need to build, you know, a football field or a baseball diamond. And I mean, it's a lot easier to be able to start a program like wrestling than probably some other programs that are out there. And now, and as Coach said, with the Title IX, you know, and you just named a ladies coach recently, but you can have a men's, women's programs and really appease all the Title IX requirements.
Yeah, 100%. They're going to be using the same facilities, right? I mean, the only thing that wrestling really requires from a startup point of view is that overhead, that initial investment into the mats. You know, most of these kids are coming in, they've got their own shoes, they've got their own headgear. We got to get them some singlets. But other than that, that's essentially all you're looking at is some square footage to put the mats down, and the initial investment for the mat.
And, you know, a school like Siena, I know there's probably some crossover with the football program. At least maybe some of these kids came in to play football too, and you've got them over on the wrestling mat. So, you know, those two sports work hand in hand in recruiting.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we've even been talking about some kids on the football team that they're not going to come and actually compete at wrestling, but they want to come and work out, and they want to use that pushing, the pulling, the balance, the hands. And for me, when I'm recruiting, if a kid's a dang good football player and he's got a heck of a lot of competitive spirit, that's a big-time plus for me recruiting wrestlers too. You know, cross-country runner, football player, somebody who's just, they love to compete and they're intense.
Right.
So I see that. That's good for me.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. Well, again, you're getting it started this week, and, you know, you talk about some expectations and things you want to do. What is some of the team goals? Just because, yes, you want to set goals that are attainable, but you also have to set some realistic goals as well. But, you know, you don't want to just start too low also.
Yeah, I mean, I would much rather be the person that maybe set a goal that was a little too lofty. I've got pretty high standards in my mind about what it is that we should or could accomplish. Definitely want to get our first kid to the national tournament this year. definitely would love to keep wrestling hard at practice and figure out how it is that we make our first All-American in the first, you know, this year, next year, three-year window, really. Those are fairly lofty goals for a new program. But if you don't set your sights that high, I think you might be wasting the gift a little bit. So we're going to go after it. We're going to do our very best.
Well, again, Coach, we appreciate your time here, and I know it's going to be awful fun for you, and you know, it's going to be a busy, busy time, because not only are you getting your season going, you still you got to get out to recruiting as well a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the car right now, outside of a club in Grand Rapids, Aries Wrestling Club. It was founded by a guy named Owen Scott, who's originally from New York, competed for Cornell, and now he's over here running a heck of a club on the west side of Michigan. So I took a little bit of a hike over here today. I'm going to go walk in and work out a little bit and kind of get my eye on some kids from a different part of the state than we traditionally have been recruiting these last couple months. See what we can get going for pipelines into Siena Heights University.
Well, that sounds like a great, great place to start looking. You know, as close as you get to the, you know, that Lowell area, you know, there's certain pockets in the state that are a lot better than others, and there's a nice little pocket of wrestlers over on that west side usually.
Yes, there is. And back to a comment you made earlier, the iron sharpens iron. When you get a couple tough guys, they seem to attract other tough ones. And I think that's what creates those pockets. And I'll be hopping around those pockets for the next couple of years, that's for sure, trying to find kids that want to scrap.
Well, again, we appreciate your time, Derek, and I know we'll be in touch soon. We need to come in, have you in, and talk a little bit inside the cave, too, when things get going on the morning show as well. So we'll get you in to talk a little bit more, see what's going on with the Saints wrestling program. Again, we appreciate your time, and we're going to be talking with one of your young guys, Jacob Dotson, coming up next. What do we got on him, a little scoop that we can talk to him about?
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, Jacob Dotson, you know, kind of to rewind a minute or two, you talked about kids that, you know, are football players / wrestlers. Jacob came in as a football player and, you know, just through his own way decided that, you know, maybe wrestling was more up his alley. So that's kind of the story of Mr. Dotson. He gained a long snap and ended up being on the wrestling team. So he's a good kid, though. I like him. He's a good leader, and that's kind of why I picked him. To be the guy to speak to you all tonight. He's been a guy that's kind of put a lot on his shoulders as far as recruiting, team leadership, all those kind of things. So.
Well, perfect. Again, we appreciate your time, Coach Derek Mary, the wrestling coach at Siena Heights University. And, again, good luck, Derek. We'll be talking soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Once again, Derek Mary, the head wrestling coach for the Saints. And it's always good to talk to some good, young, energetic guy.
Yeah, there's no question about it. When you first meet him, I met him in the field house, I think, at one of our in the fall. And, boy, he's a go-getter. And the job he did coming in late to attract the kids he has really amazed me. And I think the future is very bright for the Saints.
Yeah, it very much is. Again, I've known his father for a long time, and he's very – he does a lot of the same things that his dad does when you watch him out there. So I think he's going to be doing some good things here for CNI. So we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and again talk with Jacob Dotson, one of his sophomore wrestlers, right after this here on Saints Sports Weekly. We're here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Hey, and welcome back in Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith. I want to thank our sponsor, Siena Heights University, and also Magic Fountain Storage and Auto Wash. And we're talking wrestling tonight as they open up their season on Friday and Saturday. And now we're going to bring in, we just talked with Coach Mayer, we're going to bring in one of his athletes, Jacob Dotson. Jacob, how are you tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Again, I'm Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith with us here. And we talked a little bit with Coach Mary. You're a second-year guy here. Started out as a football player, he was saying.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Well, how did you transition over to the mat? Obviously, it's something you did in high school.
As a student athlete in high school, I always wanted to pursue as many athletics as I could. And when I got here, I met up with Coach Green and Coach Morse, and they gave me the opportunity to get on the mat and show what I had, and said that I could wrestle for them. And so I decided to make the transition, and just it fits for me. I love this team, and I love having the opportunity to continue to do what I love.
Well, and it's got to be a pretty cool thing to be able to, you know, kind of jumpstart a program that was back from the 80s and, you know, has been such a long time off, and to be able to be an integral part of getting this program back off the ground.
Yeah, it's amazing. The opportunities that are at hand are, you know, they're mind-blowing. You know, coming in last year, having only four guys and being able to build it up to 16, it's such a wonderful opportunity. Meeting all of my new teammates and being able to build a bond with them has been a blessing, to say in the least. All of them are a pleasure, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, and you know, as you said, you know, Coach Green got you there, but you've got a fresh new guy in Coach Mary, very energetic. Again, I've known him and his dad a long time, and for somebody to come in and really kind of put their stamp and build a program, I think he's a great guy to do it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. One of his staples, you know, one of the things that we all can agree on is how much he truly cares about us as people and as wrestlers, that it's not just about on the mat, but it's about life and holding ourselves accountable and holding each other accountable, as difficult as that can be with a young team. But, you know, he wants to make an impact and an impression, not just on us, but on the community. And I think that he's done an amazing job so far.
Hey, Coach, Jacob, this is Coach Smith. So did you get on the mat last year during that inaugural year? Did you get a chance to wrestle?
So I did. I got to wrestle in one tournament. Unfortunately, I got injured, but, you know, it was a great experience. I got to wrestle some really great talent and some really good outstanding wrestlers, and it gave me the experience that I need to, you know, coming into this year, knowing how I need to train and what my expectations are of myself and what I can expect of my teammates and practice partners, and, you know, how I can push myself and hold them accountable to get me there.
You know, you came from quite an athletic area in Kettering. Is that down by Dayton, right?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. So how did you hear about Sienna? Was it just one of our football coaches, or, you know, how did you hear about us, and what attracted you to Sienna?
It was kind of a blessing in disguise. A friend of mine was being recruited by Sienna, and they needed a long snapper, and I came up for a visit in February of 2020, and I got to see the campus, thankfully, under the snow. It was breathtaking. So I just got it through, you know, word of mouth and through one of my teammates who gave me the opportunity to come here and, you know, hopefully build something and start something that'll be, you know, great in the future.
Academically, what are you pursuing, or have you declared a major yet?
So I'm a business major. I would love to, you know, have a business in the future and become self-dependent and self-employed, so that way I can change other people's lives through that.
Well, you sound like the perfect person that we have on when we do our alumni spotlight, Jacob, and talk about all the different people that have, you know, gone through Sienna, and talk about them when they, you know, come back and what the school has meant to them. And you're speaking some of the words now that they talk about in the future about, you know, what they went through on campus and what it meant to them to be a student athlete here at Sienna Heights. So you're echoing a lot of their sentiments. So you're in good shoes right there to be able to, some of the things you're saying echoes a lot of great people that we've talked to. So that's perfect there. But and one thing, Derek, you know, Coach Mary said that you're, you know, he likes your leadership, and one of the things you do is that something you're taking pride in, especially, you know, you only have two juniors, there's four sophomores, but a lot of freshmen. Is that something you're trying to be able to do, is kind of be that one of the leaders of the program?
I wouldn't say necessarily a leader, but the reason I say that is because I want us to all understand that, you know, we can learn from each other, we can build from one another. If it's a position that I, you know, take on the responsibility of, it's just because I care about the guys. You know, I care about their well-being, and, you know, I care about their future. And if I'm going to succeed, they have to succeed too. So it's just about, you know, passing on what I know to them, helping make life a little easier for them so they can make good decisions and become better people in the process.
Well, Coach, he's being humble with that, but everything he says means leadership. And that's to give you a kudos there, Jacob. I know that you're being humble about it, and I appreciate that. But when you talk like you're talking, that's a great person to have for a lot of these freshmen to be listening to, because there's a lot of great insight in what you said. So I appreciate that.
You know, Jacob, it's funny. I coached for 30 years, and what I liked what you said is this. People think leadership is telling people what to do, and what leadership is what you just talked about, learning from each other and holding each other accountable and having respect for each other. It doesn't matter, because some of these freshmen that come in are immensely talented, right? And I think a lot of times we confuse hierarchy with leadership. And what you talked about, I tell you, our people over there, our academic people heard this, they'd go crazy, especially our mission people, because that is outstanding what I heard, and I wish you a ton of luck. You got to be excited for this weekend.
Oh, most definitely. I've been looking forward to it all year. you know, the opportunity to just, you know, go out there and compete and watch my guys compete and see what we've put together. I'm very, very excited and very humbled by the experience. Just, you know, I really think that we have some guys that are going to do some damage and really put their mark on the NAIA and, you know, establish something for themselves, set a standard, and that's something I'm looking forward to seeing.
Now, it says you're at 184. Is that still where you're wrestling at?
I'm in between 184 and 197. I was rehabbing my knee for a little while, so I was put on a little bit of extra weight, but we're getting there. Currently, I'm our 97-pounder, one of them.
Well, again, we appreciate your time, and, again, good luck with everything that you're trying to accomplish, not only on the mat but at school as well. And glad that you are here at Siena Heights. We definitely, as Coach knows, that you're the kind of student-athletes you want walking around the campus, right, Coach?
No question about it, and I can't wait to watch you guys when you come to campus. That's going to be such a thrill to see wrestling in the fieldhouse again.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. I know that it means the world to the team to have the opportunity for you guys to kind of get our name out there. You know, they're eager to show off what they have and what they can do, and they're very eager for you guys to watch.
Well, sounds good. We appreciate it. Once again, Jacob Dotson, the sophomore on the Siena Heights wrestling team. And, again, good luck with it, Jacob, and we'll be following you, and hopefully you got success this year.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a great night.
All right, you as well. Once again, that is Jacob Dotson, one of the wrestlers on Siena Heights wrestling team. And as I said, Fredo, you know, he's being very, very humble, but I can see why Coach Mary had him be one of the guys to call in, just because of, you know, how he speaks about the team and what it means to him, and how, you know, yeah, the word leader, he doesn't want to say it. When I told him that, he doesn't want to say, yeah, I'm standing up there in front of everybody and leading it. No, he's definitely a leader by example, but at the same time knows, and what he speaks about, how to make it right for the rest of the team. What a great kid.
Yeah, it wasn't about him. It was about we. It was about us as a group. And any coach loves to hear that. And we all know that sometimes coaches, the old saying, coaches and quarterbacks, they get too much success, you know, get too much credit, and then they get too much blame too.
Right, exactly.
But it's all, it takes the entire team, you know.
Well, again, we appreciate his time, Jacob Dotson, and he's definitely one that I'm going to be following a lot to see the kind of success he has. So we're going to take another time out, and we got an older, former wrestler from back in the day when wrestling was on campus once before, 1987 grad, Adam Gulchuk. We'll be talking with him in a bit right here on Saints Sports Weekly, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5 The Cave, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain, Mini Storage, and Auto Wash. We'll be back with more right here. 965-965-thecave.com.
You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here. Once again, I want to thank Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. And, again, it's a wrestling night tonight, and we're going to bring in our alumni spotlight for wrestling is Adam Gulchick. Adam, good to have you on with us tonight.
Okay, good to hear you.
Well, you were, 87 grad? I've got that information. Yep. Hopefully that's correct.
Yeah, 87 alum there, graduated Siena Heights University. What's funny, I was just looking at my date, May 3rd, I graduated. And July 3rd, I went to work for UPS, and I've been with United Parcel Service ever since.
What can Brown do for you, huh? A lot.
Yeah. I tell you what, Siena Heights was the start. You know, I had a high school wrestling coach that we were in the Suburban 8 in the Metro Detroit area. So, you know, Catholic Central, Belleville, you know, the schools that were around Detroit. And he was like, hey, this guy Don Esterline from Devil's Lake wants to talk to you. He's a referee. And Pat Palmer, Coach Palmer. And then I met Coach Gail Schnall, kind of legend in the area.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was a 7-time state champion with his teams out of Adrian Madison. So it was good. It was good. You know, a young kid, 17 and a half, not knowing what he's going to do, and some adults going, hey, you can keep up with wrestling and go to school. And all of a sudden in September, I was in the dorms at Siena Heights, at Siena Heights College at that time.
Yeah, well, and, you know, where you talked about your high school wrestling, that was probably the best high school wrestling in the metro area, too. And, you know, Detroit's never been a huge hotbed for wrestling, but, you know, the schools you mentioned, those were the ones that had history in the metro area for wrestling.
Well, I came out of Detroit. And I was actually supposed to go to Catholic Central because I came from Our Lady Loretto. I was recruited to play football. And my dad's like, hey, we're moving out to Canton. And I got a big school for you to go to. It was Plymouth-Salem at the time. There was 5,000 students on campus. You know, we were doing modular scheduling just like college. So I came from a pretty big school.
That's for darn sure. And, yeah, that's a – that campus up there between Canton and Salem is, you know, pretty amazing what they can do up there still. But so you kind of a roundabout way, you know, just through a coach and through an official were recruited out here. And so what were your first thoughts when you got on campus?
Well, when we got to campus, you know, it was like cornfield, left turn. Hey, here's where you're at. And I tell you what, it was right at home right away. You know, right into the dorm, the coaches had you set up. In fact, I got pictures from when I was there with all the team that was coming in, and I knew them, you know, from, Adrian, Belleville, Temperance Bedford, you know, Trenton, they all came in. So it was guys you knew around and you knew they were doing well. And it was such a good mix. It was right into the family. And I think it was the Catholic school also coming in, being Christian. And, you know, some of my memories, not only just wrestling and wrestling other schools, Notre Dame, John Carroll, but also the coach, hey, we're going to get our suits on. You know, we're going to be traveling. We got to make sure that we look good for the school, you know. And it was a whole thing. You know, not everybody can be wrestling at a high level and be winning. You know, but some of the guys on the team definitely were. I was around some guys that did well at the Nationals. In fact, one guy even won the Catholic Nationals. So it was a good time to be a Saint. It really was.
Well, and you said, you know, a lot of guys you knew. And that's one thing that, you know, Coach Mary, talking to him a little earlier, and I've been a big fan of wrestling. I have a lot of friends in the coaching fraternity as well. And, you know, it's – the one thing about wrestling, it is a very small and tight-knit community. And so, you know, there's a lot of guys when you go to these tournaments or invitationals that, you know, you get to know them well. You've wrestled against them or your friends have wrestled against those guys. And so it is very easy to be able to get a tight-knit team together like that.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best. I came down for the tailgate, for the homecoming weekend.
Oh, nice.
Met with the coach, met the assistant coach, Chad Baker, another guy from Siena Heights, and it seems like people are rallying around. I even saw Coach Gail Schnall a month ago when I was down visiting my daughter in Savannah. He retired right there in Fripp Island, which would be by Hilton Head. And so he met me for lunch, and he told me this program is going to go nowhere but up. He goes, you got into locked into a good family with Coach Mary. I coached against his dad. There's a lot of good history there, and we see Siena Heights doing big things.
Yeah, I mean, he's entirely correct on that. And as you said, you know, Coach Chenal coached against his dad, and his dad's been around for so long. And, you know, you know as well as anybody that the wrestling network is huge, you know, and that's a big thing by, you know, how you were recruited by an official and this and that. And so, you know, when you've got a family that's been around for so long and has sent so many kids out and coached against so many other people, and now his son is a head coach at a college, you know that those are going to be people that are going to be reaching out saying, hey, this is somebody we know, we can trust him, we want to be a part of this and to try to make it grow. I think that's it was an exceptional hire.
Yeah, and even the word's out, and even the business community, I mentioned something to my accountant who's in Blissfield, Bill Warner, William O. Warner, Tax Service, Blissfield and Hudson. He's like, oh, wow, the Mary family? He goes, let me know if they need anything. You know, so even the business community recognized the name.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a history. And so I think that's the great thing about it, is especially when you look at the level of wrestling in this area with Hudson winning state championships, Addison winning state championships, Clinton winning the last couple state championships. And, you know, then you go over to Bedford and you have the Dundee that's so good. And so you have such a good wrestling area here that, I mean, you could do well just recruiting the Tri-County area around here.
And I think I just saw it on just came over the news feed this week. Grand Valley State University is going to add men's and women's wrestling.
Yep.
They just had somebody donate some money. So wrestling's coming back. And to hear about I'm actually following some women wrestlers on Facebook out of Ohio that are doing very well. So it's good. It's really good for these people to come back and you get something to go to school with. You know, because a little history was, you know, I had some people there and some nuns that supported me. You know, like, hey, let's go. We're going to the science club. Hey, let's go. We're going over to church. Hey, let's go. You know, we're going to work out. So it's a good community to be in.
Right.
Hey, Adam, this is Coach Smith. It was great talking to you earlier, and I hope your mother's doing well.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm up at the U of M campus, and, you know, the doctors are working with her. She's 88. She's a trooper. She was in the Korean War, so
wow.
She's got to work through a couple things here, but I hope we come out of here okay.
There you go. We're praying.
Yeah, we are. One of the things that, you know, and I remember you well, and I remember the wrestling well, being a basketball coach under Coach Braun, then being a head coach, I always told our guys, you think you're tough and you want to fight, I'll take you over the wrestling mat. And you know, John Lucas, some of the big guys would be hulking over there like you, and our guys are scared to death of it, you know. But the good news that I – and the stuff that I heard from you today was what a degree meant for you and your career and the people that helped you achieve that. When you got to Siena, did you even know what you wanted to study?
No. No, as a matter of fact, you know, general studies at first, you know, and you think everybody says business. But then as you know, I was in the dorms and I'm with John Dietro, who, you know, gosh, I think he's probably a physician's assistant general in the Army now, a guy that could drop his books down in anywhere and study, you know, and I didn't have that, you know, so it was around the people you were with. And then because Pat Palmer and Castor, these professors say you should join the science club. I've never was in the science club. Sure. And then I get a roommate that becomes a dentist and other people that have done very well out of Siena Heights. And I'm glad I stayed because I had to go through several panel interviews to be at the level I'm at with UPS. And I'm at the top of the game. I mean, people might think terminal manager, plant manager. I'm what they call a hub manager. So everything is mine from the fence line to the mailbox. So no matter what goes on. And we had several panel interviews, and there was 9-13 people. And then on the last day, there was 3. I'm like, hey, what happened to everybody? Well, they were working on degrees or had a few classes to get. You were the only 3 with bachelor's degrees, and it was easy to cut the herd. I was like, yes.
You mentioned Chad. I think Chad was an Addison kid, Chad Baker. Have you stayed in contact with any of your former teammates?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You know, Jerry Freebs. God, what a phenomenal athlete.
Boy, he's a great one.
Bob Mazaris. Bob Mazaris probably, you know, because being over in the field house, and you're like, I was in the locker room with the basketball players, so I become friends with Reggie Moore and stuff like that, you know. And then one of the coaches one time said, hey, you're going to follow the basketball team as we run around the mother house. And I'm like, oh, God, 3 miles with the basketball players? My legs come up to their knees, you know. So we were working out with them, and, you know, it was the whole thing of the field house and being around the other athletes. And I think we were blessed with having Bob Mazaris, probably not only a great wrestler, but he was that kind of captain that you needed. Coach told you to get in a suit, get in a suit. Coach told you to be on the bus, let's go. So you needed that too.
Yeah, he was a great guy. And as you mentioned, Reggie, you know, is another guy that's been around here for, in Adrian as well, forever. And so you're talking about some guys that you know, definitely made Adrian a home, you know, after school as well. So it's good to talk like that.
You know, I came back there. I was just visiting campus and got some new swag, you know, says CNH University on it. You know, a lot of stuff I had from that time said the college on it. And, you know, to see Ellie Tunyon, a professor there, who was an underclassman when I was there. To see Michael Morgan, a cheerleader, who was doing cartwheels across the floor when we had our basketball games. You know, I mean, what a community. What a school. That's a place to be. You know, I had taken some graduate work at Eastern, and I took a guest class at Toledo. And you're an auditorium with 300 people. When I went to Siena Heights, it was, hey, Adam, come up to the board. Hey, Adam, go do this project with these people and then present it. So if you want to get an education and be engaged with people, either at the field house, working out, or in class, that's the right size school to go to.
Well, you couldn't have said it much better than that. And again, we're getting close to time, so we appreciate your time with us, Adam, and I know that you're going to be following what Coach Mary's doing with the program pretty closely.
Well, we are already invited for alumni night. I think we're playing Henry Ford at home.
Yep.
And he's already lined things up, so I'll be there saying, go Saints.
Boy, I look forward to seeing you, Adam.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, thank you very much. Once again, that's Adam Golchuk. Appreciate his time with us here tonight. And again, it's been another great show here on Saints Sports Weekly, and we appreciate your time with us, Fredo. And it's always good, and we're going to have a good one next week as well.
Hey, a great night. I tell you, these alums always get me fired up. And Jeff, I really appreciate doing the show with you.
All right, thank you very much, and we'll be back next week right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.